They are enterprising, determined, courageous, and above all, determined to seize digital technology in Africa to transform the environment in which they live. They are the bold, intrepid entrepreneurs who are betting on digitalization to support the development of their continents. Throughout this series of podcasts, we will discover the abundance of these innovative startups. Lost files, lengthy procedures, and administrative delays are the main difficulties faced by entrepreneurs in Abidjan. In this second episode of Les Audacieux, we seek to understand how digital technology can improve the process. CEPIC, the Investment Promotion Center of Côte d'Ivoire, is the entry point for entrepreneurs. Patrick Ba, a young entrepreneur, details the process of starting a business in Abidjan. CEPIC does the data collection. Once the company is created, they will make what is called the tax declaration of existence. Then they are going to transmit the files to the tax administration. You don't really know when CEPIC is going to contact you. You're wondering, is it the normal procedure? It can take 12 days or 12 months, as in the case of Abubakar Meite, manager of Meite Communication Company in Abidjan. Previously, I had to assist one of my cousins in the creation of a company, and I was in the field doing the administrative process in the dedicated structures, and that really took us a year. Yusuf Balo is the lawyer. In 2017, he founded LegaFree, an online platform that allows entrepreneurs in 17 African countries to create their legal structure without traveling, consult a lawyer online, or get help to start a new project. We went to meet him to ask him about LegaFreak's ambitions. Since 2017, our goal is to build the first legal tax reference for entrepreneurs in the Ohada zone. The idea is to allow them to access quality legal services at a lower cost and in a dematerialized way. Because the observation we made is that when an entrepreneur wants to start a business, the first thing to do is to find the right legal form for his company. Is it in this fund of a sole proprietorship of company? If it is, let it form companies. There are quite a few questions that entrepreneurs face, which unfortunately do not always have the right answers. And the traditional players are sometimes expensive. So we have come to allow entrepreneurs to be able to launch themselves as easily, simply from their living room from a platform. Kwame Yao used LegaFreak's services to register his business. I go to the clerk's office to get the documents I need. 3 days later, I receive an email asking me to come and see if there were any errors in my statutes. Everything is correct. They told me that you could come by on such and such a day to pick up your documents. So to tell you the truth, I saved a lot of time with LegaFree. All my expectations were really solved. In the past, I've advised other people and I'll advise it again and again. That's what motivated me every time to come back to them. When I had buddies coming back from Europe and they want to start their own business, I just bring them. LegaFree, they were the ones who really helped set up my firm.
Beyond the creation of companies, LegaFreak allows to generate transparency and trust between different partners. As Abubakar Meite, manager of the company Meite Communication in Abidjan, attests.
LegaFreak also allowed us to respect the deadlines when we were starting another activity, and it was very important for the founder. The investor needed invoices, and the guys from LegaFreak with the fixed payments provided us with an invoice. And on the invoice, there were all the details of each steps. So it created a kind of transparency from the start of our business. And it also created trust between me as the general manager and the investor.
By completely digitizing the process of creating a company, LegaFreak boosts the Ivorian entrepreneurial ecosystem. With more than 5,000 entrepreneurs supported, today we are by far the leader in online legal services. That's it. When one takes the figures of the creation of companies in Ivory Coast, one can say effectively today that there is about one entrepreneur out of eight which takes off in Ivory Coast, which passes by LegAfrique. You've just heard from The Bold. This podcast is a Digital Africa initiative supported by the French Development Agency. See you in the next episode. Boldness brings genius, power, and magic.